Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And it's kind of comes under the umbrella, Austin. Where do we start?
so many
darn things
coming
down.
It's been an eventful week.
It really has been, you know, and to top it off, it is showtime after weeks of pushing early deals today, of course, Black Friday.
Yes.
You didn't see me out there today.
Didn't see me either.
Retailers are under the gun to get shoppers in to buy early since there are only five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. National Retail Federation predicts shoppers will increase their spending between 2.5% and 3.5% so far this holiday season. Online sales have already beaten expectations. Big event coming up. I want to just kind of run this by to promote the fact coming up at 5:12 this afternoon. Ray Palmer, President and CEO of Pensacola Sports, going to be in. We're going to be talking about the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships. Scheduled here in Pensacola starting Monday, continues through next Friday. That's the 9th of December. It's the 41st annual competition. Top 16 women's soccer teams are in town competing for that championship title. They'll be over at Brosnahan Soccer Complex. If you want to pick up on those tickets, you can do so. PensacolaSports.org. We'll be talking Ray Palmer, 5:12 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
And yeah, you know, you were talking about Black Friday and the people that were out there. And of course, it's getting more and more it's becoming more and more of a thing throughout basically the entire weekend following Thanksgiving. So it's not only Black Friday. Now you have this thing called Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, right? You got that stuff as well. And consumers were expected to shell out a record amount this year. But I was here this morning doing Roll Tide Radio Show every Friday morning on ESPN Pensacola, by the way. I was doing that, and on my way out of here, I had to pass in front of JCPenney or wherever it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was packed. People walking around. I mean, it was pretty brutal. So I was glad to get out of there.
Well, you know, it probably has been very busy over the Cordova Mall. But
I bet
you have been extra busy online today.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're running all those specials.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I'm beats.
Yeah.
Anyway, I agree with you. Coming in, I didn't shoot Garcon today. Thought I'd just go through proper, see what was going on, you know.
Just to mix it up.
Yeah, just to get a different view in terms of the bridge, the dolphins, the beauty, the normal paradise stuff, you know. So I kind of took it down to the normal street level perspective. Yeah, I did see a lot of cars and a lot of small business parking lots. Good for you.
Yeah.
Supporting those small businesses out there. When you think about buying that present for somebody, give it a second thought in terms of like supporting our economy as well. And
right.
So that's just a thought for the day. Black Friday's on today. Best of luck to you. I hope you survive the day. Because, you know, stocks, the markets had a short day today. Kind of materialized somewhat, but it really didn't go overboard because a lot of folks weren't there. Fox's
right.
Laura Kantner has a report.
The National Retail Federation is expecting strong sales this holiday season, but a smaller year-over-year increase than that of 3.9% from the 2022 to 2023 holiday season, as shoppers are being more cautious with their spending. As Black Friday is in full swing, Amazon is facing a global strike involving workers in more than 20 countries, including the U.S., Germany, India, and Japan. The workers are demanding higher wages and improved working conditions, among other issues. The Dow ending Friday with a record, up 189 points in this short session. The S&P 500 up 34 and the NASDAQ up 158. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Yeah, Laura was eager there. Kind of cut you off for a moment. All righty, just past 4:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. All right, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Probably a lot of people took Friday off. Not only that, but we are seeing some mild congestion on there was some on North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard. There's some stores around there that could have been playing a role in it because there was never any accident from what we could see. And there's also some minor congestion congestion on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, it's been, of course, a chilly day, just as we said it would be. 53 degrees right now, low of 38 tonight. Should be a beautiful evening. Tomorrow and Sunday going to be cool as well. Saturday's high 59, Sunday's high is 63, and lows are sitting at around 40 for both days.
I will tell you this, if you're checking the forecast north of the 10 freeway, Brat up in that area, Molino, it could get down to about 31 degrees this evening. Ugh. That is north of the 10 freeway.
That is rough.
Looking at northescambia.com, great source, by the way, if you want to find out what's going on in the north end of the county there. William has put together a real tight forecast. I'm going to go over that with you, combining it with yours and what William has shared with me with those communities, the Brat communities in Molino and Barano Park and the areas to the north. Yeah, as we've always said, there are two forecasts in Pensacola. You've got the forecast, the things that are north of the 10 freeway, and then you have the forecast, things that are south of the 10 freeway.
Yeah.
Big difference once you cross the bay. Totally different perspective on weather and things like it. But we're going to talk about it this afternoon. We appreciate you having us on. Really, thank you a lot for giving us a ride on this Friday after Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And, you know, with Christmas approaching, because, of course, with all this holiday shopping, that's where our mindsets are going now. This might be a good time to check and see if the state of Florida owes you money. Last month alone, more than $39 million in unclaimed property was returned to Floridians, and state officials estimate that one in five have unclaimed funds from a forgotten financial account. If you would like to find out if you are one of those people, you can just go online to www.fltreasurehunt.gov and type in your name.
That's pretty easy.
Yes.
And I wrote the story on that yesterday, and if you want to find out a little bit more about it, go to News Radio 92.3, the website or the app. It's sitting right up there for your perusal and let you take a look at exactly what we're talking about. Hey, who knows? You could be our next millionaire and you wouldn't even have to play one of those games.
That is true, depending on how much money they're holding from you.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
That would be so cool. An oversight report on how undocumented immigrants move about the country is raising concerns. I saw this. Sad. That's the only thing I can tell you. 10-year-old kid coming across the border where the cartel dropped him off in the middle of nowhere and then left him.
Oh my goodness.
10-year-old kid just standing there. Sad's not the word for it. Break your heart is the word for it.
Right.
Joe Biden's administration have let over 500,000 undocumented kids in this country. Where are they? Nobody can tell you that. Anyway, Brooke Taylor has a report from just outside DFW today.
A recent DHS Inspector General report shows that migrants don't need to show any ID or even passport. Instead, they can simply use the CBP One app as their documentation. The CBP One app, used by tens of thousands of migrants each month to seek asylum, has faced its share of criticism. The app relies on migrants to self-report their personal information. And earlier this year, the Biden administration even had to briefly pause its own program after fraud concerns. The Inspector General report states, quote, if CBP and ICE continue to allow non-citizens whose identities immigration officers cannot confirm to enter the country, they may inadvertently increase national security risks.
All righty.
How far do you think you would get at PNS, Pensacola International,
right,
if you walked up there, no identification, no driver's license, no passport, no nothing, and you said, I just want to get on the airplane? How far would you get?
I think I'd maybe get a laugh out of one of the TSA agents.
Probably so, but if you were a migrant, you get on that airplane.
Mm.
Is that fair?
No.
Okay, that's what we're dealing with here.
All right, 420 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, you may have liked to have thought that Florida man shenanigans would have taken a break during the Thanksgiving festivities, but you'd be thinking wrong. We got details on why and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Chad Picoub with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Barry Manilow. I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs by Barry Manilow.
It's a feel-good song.
It really is. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with us. Boy, I tell you, it is going to be one heck of a weekend. It starts tonight. Listen to this. You know, have you ever been on the downtown trolleys?
No, I have not.
Go. Good Lord, go this year.
What have I been doing?
No, just go this year and get on one of those downtown trolleys. It starts tonight. It's anything from the Polar Express to the Grinch, the characters of who will come alive in Pensacola. There are themes and fun for everyone this Christmas season. So if you have not done the trolley, do it. It's absolutely a fun time. And if you're looking for additional fun activity for the entire family, this Saturday and Sunday, Pensacola Bay Center will offer ice skating. Will follow the Ice Flyers hockey game on Saturday, and then Sunday the Bay Center will feature several sessions for you.
Nice.
Yeah. I love ice skating.
Yeah. All kinds of festivities to get into.
Well, and we're just touching the tip of the iceberg this afternoon.
Yeah, it's Black Friday, for crying out loud. We've got some time here.
I have got so much information. And it's going to be such a busy day. And thanks for having us on with you today. We do appreciate it. But get ready, sit down, buckle up, and get ready to be informed in terms of what's happening around here.
Absolutely. Speaking of what's happening around here, we're just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Just past 425 here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? You can visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, only problems are on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis and on North Davis itself traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 40. And Sunday, a little bit warmer, but not really. High of 63, low of 39.
As Austin and I have been telling you, it is one of the busiest shopping days of the year. Jeff Locke is at the Cherry Hill Mall in New Jersey. This is right across from Philadelphia, by the way.
Okay.
I've been there in Cherry Hill. In fact, I prefer when I had to do business in Philadelphia, I'd stay in Cherry Hill. Safer. Anyway, Jeff is there talking with shoppers that went looking for the deals today.
At the Cherry Hill Mall here in New Jersey, traffic is up compared to last year, and that's a good start to the holiday shopping season that the National Retail Federation says will see more than 183 million people doing Christmas shopping between now and Sunday.
Got some jeans, got some keychains, got a couple shirts, graphic shirts, you know.
Are you happy to be here on Black Friday?
Yes and no.
It's the no part.
The spending.
For those who say bricks and mortar is over, well, today, the National Retail Federation says 65% of those who are shopping will do it the old-fashioned way, not online, but out at the mall and other bricks-and-mortar stores. At the Cherry Hill Mall, I'm Jeff Locke, Fox News.
All righty. Let me just say, we've got the Egg Bowl on in here because it's on ABC.
Oh, no, we don't.
And,
oh, no, we don't.
And
no, we don't.
Well, and I will just say,
he has it in his section over
there. That is true. It is closer to me. but Ole Miss just lined up for a 54-yard field goal, and I gestured to Chris that it would go wide left, and it did, so I'm feeling kind of confident right now.
You're lucky.
Yep.
But that's okay.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
The results are admirable, let me tell you.
Yeah, they speak for themselves.
Absolutely. Cold weather, snow, rain are affecting many Americans this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and meteorologist Adam Klotz has more for you.
No big weather concerns outside of some regional weather, but nothing national. But the big concern are those temperatures. This is what it feels like outside right now. This is a feels like temperature, but -1 in Minneapolis, 8 degrees over in Chicago. Now that cold air is running across the Great Lakes, and there is some lake effect snow. This isn't a huge widespread problem, but some of those areas that typically see some heavy snow, they're going to get it as a result of this. Places in Michigan, parts of Pennsylvania, getting up into upstate New York. These are areas where you're going to see some heavy snow. Temperatures, unfortunately, are very much on the cool side. 45 degrees in Denver, 17 in Minneapolis, 28 degrees, ultimately warming up in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness. Quite chilly. I'm glad it's chilly here, but I'm glad we it's in moderation. All right. Hinted at this before the break. Florida man story here for you. A Pasco County man injured after being shot by police on Thanksgiving night. Deputies say that they responded to a home in Shady Hills on a call about a man threatening others with a sword. Deputies can be heard on body cam footage warning the man to drop his weapon before gunfire is heard. The suspect reportedly had a blood alcohol level of 0.307. Now, just so you know, the legal driving limit is 0.08. So this fellow was just a little bit in the red.
He was a little whacked, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, swinging swords at folks.
Pensacola National looking great this afternoon. Just thought I'd share that with you. We do this as a courtesy in case you have to pick somebody up at the airport, maybe a flight running late. Don't want to have to pay extra parking fees. Well, I'm looking at the board right now, and no cancellation or delays throughout the evening.
Really?
So P&S is operating. Look at that. Matt Coughlin, Todd Payne, they've got that machine fine-tuned out at Pensacola International. And looking just great. P&S, pro you travelers. Carry on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. An investigation is underway after at least 6 Democratic members of Congress from Connecticut were targeted by bomb threats at their homes during Thanksgiving.
The FBI, members of the U.S. Capitol Police, and multiple local law enforcement agencies spent their Thanksgiving trying to figure out who was calling in fake bomb threats to members of Congress. And those threats came one day after members of President-elect Trump's staff were also targeted.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Millions of bargain hunters packing the nation's stores searching for Black Friday deals. Fox's Jeff Flock is at the Cherry Hill Mall in New Jersey.
65% of people who are shopping today, not on the computer, 65% are out here with us at the mall.
National Retail Federation estimates between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, more than 180 million Americans will do some holiday shopping. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Okonis with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stock averages set new record highs. The Dow hit a new record after picking up 188 points. S&P also set a record by going up 33 points. The NASDAQ gained 157 points. Small business owners are feeling increasingly optimistic. According to the latest data from CNBC and SurveyMonkey, the Small Business Confidence Index jumped 11 points this quarter. It's now at 62 out of 100. Amazon workers in over 20 countries are now on strike. The leaders of the Make Amazon Pay strike are protesting what they believe are poor labor conditions, environmental issues, and threats to democracy. The strike has been held every year since 2020. Analysts say new blockbuster movies like Disney's Moana 2, Universal's Wicked, and Paramount's Gladiator 2 could set a post-pandemic record by generating over $200 million in revenue. The all-time Thanksgiving record was set back in 2018 with $315 million in box office revenue. That's Your Money Now.
Now, if you go straight vertically, you got all the way to the back of the end zone, so you're talking about 31 yards. But to the corners, you've got about 40 yards. So a corner route would be great if you can get the corner sucked inside.
Myers in motion, O'Connell to throw, right side. Bowers wasn't quite ready for that football. He was crossing from left to right with Drew Tranquil on his hip. O'Connell threw it, and it looked like Bowers' head turned at the last minute and then dropped the football.
Well, remember, Aiden O'Connell's been watching practice for the last, what, 6 weeks?
6 weeks, yep.
So that timing, throws down in or close to the red zone, happen a little faster than they do during the walkthrough period at practice on Wednesday.
What a big play in this game. Third and seven for the Raiders at the Chiefs 22. Down 10, late third. From the right hash, empty backfield, shotgun snap comes in helmet high. O'Connell, backside pressure comes. He's in trouble. Down he goes! George Karlaftis with his fifth sack of the season all the way back at the 37-yard line of Kansas City.
Now, we did some research during halftime. Found out that Aiden O'Connell was not a 5.0 40 guy.
As someone insinuated.
4.78, but he doesn't look like he has that first step escapability. He's still kind of looking down the field, seeing if somebody's going to get open. And it's hard to tell when somebody's behind you chasing you down, but you've got to be able to feel that and sense and try and get away from it a little better than Aiden O'Connell has.
55-yard.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
Is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. A little bit of Carole King never hurt anybody. Let me just tell you that. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. The day after Turkey Day.
Yes. Black Friday.
Did you wake up feeling full today?
No, I did not. So I ate some more. I ate some leftovers today.
I did too.
And then I started feeling better.
I did too. I had to make a turkey and then a ham sandwich on the side. So, yeah.
I just had the sides today.
Okay, we're watching, let me rephrase that. We're monitoring the Ole Miss-Mississippi game.
Yes.
And it's 17-14 Ole Miss-Mississippi State at this point.
Yes, Ole Miss only up by three, and this is one of those several games in the SEC this weekend, and I was like, hey, this is an upset alert, because Mississippi State, they're just going to give it their all. Why wouldn't they?
Okay, and there's another game tonight coming down at 6:30, Georgia Tech and Georgia. I think the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech might have a chance here.
I think this one is all the more of an upset alert because, unlike Ole Miss, Georgia, in theory, doesn't have as much to fight for because they've clinched the SEC title game, of course, as being a non-conference opponent. So if they lose this game 52-7, let's just say it happens, well, they're still going to make the SEC title game, and if they win that, they're still in the playoff. Right now, they would just maybe be battling for some seeding discussion, and I don't even know if that would change depending on the circumstances. So Georgia is logically going to be all the less motivated than Ole Miss is right now, so we could see a true blue upset over the Bulldogs tonight.
I'm very excited. 5:12 coming up here in about a half an hour or so. We're going to have Ray Palmer in, President, CEO, Pensacola Sports. We're going to be talking. This is a big tournament, by the way. The 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championship will be in Pensacola starting Monday. Goes to the whole week through Friday, the 9th. In the 41st annual competition, the top 10 or 16 women's soccer teams. Big teams coming to town. They'll be over at Brosnahan Soccer Complex. Want tickets? PensacolaSports.org is your place. We're going to hear all about this and what went behind actually getting this tournament. Pensacola Sports is just darn good at these things.
Yeah.
They get these great tournaments, and Pensacola supports them, and we thank you for that. So here's another one, especially if you have young soccer players, maybe playing in middle school or high school or in the college, go out there and check these teams out. They are good. Top 16 teams in America over at Brosnahan.
All right. And Chris, I was just talking to you about this. It is probably one of the biggest headlines in the NFL today. So I guess we'll go ahead and knock this one out of the park. Matt Eberflus, I think that's how you say it, head coach of the Chicago Bears. Before I say what the headline is, I'll just explain the backstory.
Yeah, I want you to tell me the story in your own words.
So the Bears had to make a comeback against the Lions last night, and they almost did it. It was 23-20. Their rookie QB, Caleb Williams, gets sacked with about 32 seconds to go, I believe. And mind you, I'm going off of memory here. All you need to know is that the clock was running late in the game when the Bears were trying to tie, and they had a timeout, and they didn't use it. And as a result, you don't have time to try to win the game, so you lose. And this is the third straight divisional game that the Bears have lost by 3 points or less. So Eberflus, obviously, he's already in the hot seat entering this game. He's being questioned about, why did you not call that timeout? And he sticks to his guns. He says, I think, given the circumstances, it was the right call. With all of that said, the Bears announced today they have fired Matt Eberflus.
Right call there, man.
Yeah. How's that for the right call? Wow. I can't say any single soul in the NFL community is surprised today.
Okay, there's an NFL game playing right now, the Raiders and Chiefs, and the Raiders are on top of the Chiefs going in the fourth quarter.
Well, and this is just, I get that it's a rivalry game, but the 2-9 Raiders being up on you 17-16 in Arrowhead Stadium with under a quarter to go. Come on, Chiefs, that's pathetic.
Is Taylor there, you think?
If she's not, it seems like the Chiefs need her.
No.
Need the morale.
No. Oh, no.
They need it. They need a cheerleader in there bad because the Chiefs are struggling.
Okay. Well, they need to get Jason then. Get Jason in there.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we've got a story on Jason Kelce later this hour.
Okay, great. San Jose State women's volleyball team getting a lot of ink, a lot of exposure here, and not so much on the good side here. They are inching closer to an NC2A title. Protests continue over the team's one of the team's players. They call him her, him.
Yeah.
The hitter. They consider her him the hitter.
Right.
On the team. Well, anyway, that person has been outed as a transgender. I'm going to have a story next hour on a team that has dropped out of the finals because of this. Wow. And we'll tell you who that is coming up in less than an hour on this. But William Jimenez in California has an explanation for us.
This issue is not going away, right? And if San Jose State makes it to the NC2A tournament in Louisville next month, it's going to get bigger. Why? Kentucky is one of two dozen states that prohibit trans athletes in women's sports. Now, one of the main reasons the Spartans got this far is their star outside hitter Blair Fleming, according to court filings, a biological male. Fleming was a record-setting MVP for her high school women's team in Virginia. She went on to Coastal Carolina before transferring to San Jose State, where the 6'1" hitter was just named to the all-conference team with an honorable mention.
Wow. It's just more of the same. It's going to, this, as he said, this problem isn't going to go away. If anything, it's just going to get worse. And the dream won't die for those who want to bring MLB to Orlando. The Orlando Dreamers commented last week on the Tampa Bay Rays stadium situation. The Pinellas County Commission has given the Rays until Sunday to clearly state their intention to move forward or not with plans for a new stadium in St. Petersburg. Dreamers co-founder Jim Schnorf says he won't interfere, but he'll be happy to confidently discuss the advantages that the Orlando market offers with any team that approaches him. He adds he's confident Orange County officials can provide an attractive public-private partnership stadium financing structure that benefits all stakeholders.
I can tell you this, and having worked in the Orlando market for years, that ain't happening.
Really?
No, that's a big rivalry, Orlando to Tampa. Tampa's not going to let that go at all. Mm. They can nice dream, though.
They're called the Dreamers for a reason.
I applaud them for being a dreamer. Washington, D.C., getting into the holiday spirit today. And Chatty Pergram has more on the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The Christmas tree at the U.S. Capitol is now in place on the West Front. It's an 80-foot-tall Sitka spruce from Wrangell Island in the Tongass National Forest in Alaska. This is only the second time the Capitol Christmas tree has come from Alaska. They bring in different trees from different states each year. A group of students and staff from the Forest Service picked this year's tree. The tree then traveled 800 miles by barge and 3,200 miles by truck, passing through 17 states. It was driven by a pair of Teamsters, John Shank and Fred Austin. Austin is from North Pole, Alaska. And yes, that is actually a place. GOP Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan characterized the duo as a real-life version of ice road truckers. He noted that they had to water the tree during the lengthy journey. House Speaker Mike Johnson will illuminate the tree by throwing a switch on December 3rd. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. There's only been a couple of spots that's given us trouble right now. That's North Davis Highway, if you're traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, and Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight, and man, it will be a chilly weekend as well. Highs of 59 and 63 on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. Lows both days sitting at around 40.
And you know, about a half an hour ago, I brought to your attention about the sad things that are happening on the border, especially the children that have been just left alone out there. I want to advance this story with you. Pulled up some more information on this. Texas authorities now saying just minutes ago, another lone child has been found at the border today. Madeline Riviera has a report.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says they found this 10-year-old boy yesterday morning. Texas DPS says the 10-year-old was brought across the border in Maverick County by a smuggling guide who then left him behind. The boy said he was lost. He only had a phone and told troopers his parents were in the United States. The boy has been turned over to Border Patrol. Just on Sunday, DPS said they found a 2-year-old girl from El Salvador among a group of unaccompanied children. The little girl said she arrived in the U.S. by herself as well and that her parents were in the United States.
My goodness.
Once again, Biden administration letting over 500,000 of those migrants across our border.
And shoppers are enjoying early bird specials and extended hours today, of course, on Black Friday. I want to remind you of this because let me ask you this, Chris. Do you know what Black Friday, like the origin of that term?
No, I could probably
and the concept.
I could probably Google it and pull it up for you, but no.
I was about to say no need because that's what I'm here for.
There you go.
One of the first instances of the term Black Friday described the gold market crash of September 1869. Black Friday's association with shopping began in Philadelphia in the mid-20th century, where police and city workers dealt with large crowds before the Army-Navy football game and the seasonal sales in the area. The term Black Friday was used by bus and cab drivers to describe the headaches caused by the crowds, and in the 1980s, retailers popularized the idea that Black Friday marked a shift from operating at a loss to making a profit, although this interpretation is debated by experts.
And let me just kind of throw some fuel on this fire here while we're discussing Black Friday here. Many Americans, of course, shopping online and in person today, all while workers for the world's biggest online retailer protest poor working conditions and low pay. Chanley Painter has more on the story.
A record-breaking 184 million people are expected to shop in stores and online between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And the National Retail Federation also forecasts this holiday shopping season to generate up to $989 billion between November and December. But there could be some shipping troubles on the horizon as Amazon workers in major cities worldwide plan a strike over the next few days to, quote, make Amazon pay. So UNI Global Union and Progressive International say they want to hold the company accountable for labor abuses.
Okay, AAA is really busy during this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Through 6 a.m. Monday morning, the free Tow2Go program is offering impaired drivers and their vehicles a safe way to get to their ultimate destination. Need a ride home? Maybe as a backup plan? Here you go. Call them up, Tow2Go, 855-286-9246.
Yes, and again, that is in effect until Monday morning, correct?
6 a.m.
Yes, all righty. Also, some of the organic eggs sold at Costco are being recalled. All right. So if you're near a Costco and you're going to try to get some Black Friday deal on eggs, beware. This week, the Food and Drug Administration announced nearly 11,000 cartons are being recalled due to concerns they may be contaminated with salmonella. The affected products are the organic pasteurized 24-count eggs sold under Costco's Kirkland Signature brand with a use-by date of January 6th, 2025.
I think the only closest Costco you'll get to us this holiday season is in a proposal wanting to come to Pensacola.
Yes.
No Costco's here. But if you travel, you might be traveling.
Yes.
And you might go to a location where there is a Costco.
Or you could have our news radio app. You can listen to us anywhere.
There you go. See, yeah. You're always thinking over there. Hey, good things are going to be happening. Do we plan a big party for tomorrow? Do we have a plan? Monday, are we going to throw a party for hurricane season ending?
I would have to run that by the folks upstairs.
I think we should have a party.
We should.
That's
yes.
Right. Today, National Hurricane Center forecasters confirming the 24 Atlantic hurricane season ending tomorrow. I had to think and pause for a second because I forgot tomorrow was Saturday. So I just said, well, maybe Monday. Huh? That's a pretty good idea. Well, as the season ends, let's take a look at what we saw. The Atlantic Basin chaired 18 named storms this year. Of these, 11 strengthened into hurricanes. 5 of those reached major hurricane status. So if you have plans to run out to buy a generator or water or batteries, put it off for another 6 months.
All righty. 4:50 here.
Emergency stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah.
For hurricanes.
Absolutely. 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Tesla facing a fine from the federal government for violations. Uh-oh. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, grown-worthy,
but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the great bands, and the drunk late-night talk show hosts. Talked about Kamala Harris's very weird pre-Thanksgiving video that she put out in her talk with her supporters and volunteers. A fascinating presentation at the Milton City Council meeting about PFOS and PFAS. And Australia's first-of-its-kind social media ban for anybody under the age of 16. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.452 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I bet you there's a lot of folks smiling today if they had to maneuver those CSX crossings during the past couple of weeks.
Oh, I'm sure.
Good word is today, and you probably know this already, it's, CSX took a holiday break from those maintenance projects here in Escambia County. All crossings in the county are open today. The closures will begin. Get ready. The closures will be closing up again on Tuesday morning.
All righty. And hinted at this before the break, Tesla facing a fine from the federal government for violations at the Texas Gigafactory. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that's OSHA, is fining the company almost $7,000 for two separate violations regarding hazardous exposure to employees. Tesla has been under inspection by OSHA since July 5th, and the case is still open. So, all right, got a lot going on there.
Big night, Monday night. Mark it on your calendar.
Whoa.
You can celebrate the 2024 CivicCon Awards. Yeah, the free celebration scheduled 6 p.m. in the SCI building on Garden Street. The awards recognize local citizens, organizations, and government officials who want to help our community be safer, healthier, and with a better overall quality of life. The good mayor, Mayor Reeves, will be giving his State of the City address on Monday night as well. So,
all right.
It'll be very exciting.
Absolutely. And, you know, Chris, I told you this earlier this hour. I said I had a Jason Kelce story for you. And I know a lot of people will probably roll their eyes when they hear the name Kelce, but you got to give these folks credit. Travis and Jason both are very good at marketing, very good at self-promotion, marketing themselves, remaining relevant, quite frankly. And Jason Kelce, he's now launching his own YouTube channel. And the former Philadelphia Eagles player announced this week that he's signed on. He's already posted several videos, one titled, quote, "I'm letting high school students transform my 86 Chevy into a Tesla-powered supercar." Hey, if you got the money to take that risk, go right ahead, I guess.
All right. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares his return to the White House, officials in those sanctuary cities are fighting back against the former president's campaign promises for mass deportations. I just don't understand where their thought process comes from in this. I just don't get it. Mike Tobin has more from Chicago.
The stage is set for a showdown in sanctuary cities like Chicago. The Trump administration wants cooperation to get illegals off the street. And yet people like incoming Border Czar Tom Homan coming right out and saying federal funds will be stripped away from cities that do not cooperate with the deportation efforts. In cash-strapped Chicago, where the mayor can't even get a budget passed because he keeps trying to raise property taxes, Mayor Brandon Johnson says he won't help with the deportations. Now, Reverend Corey Brooks works in the neighborhoods impacted by the crush of illegal immigrants, where homeless shelters are overwhelmed, where residents say they're impacted by the rise in petty crime. He said Mayor Johnson is so unpopular he does not have the right or ability to speak for Chicagoans or what Chicagoans want.
All right. at 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. There hasn't been much going on in this 4 o'clock hour. Thanks for staying safe out there, because obviously traffic can be quite hectic. The only problems we have right now, and this is very minor, if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Airport Boulevard, that's but once again, nothing major. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs sitting at around 60, low sitting at around 40.
Well, I would definitely consider maybe breaking out the long underwear if you're going outside at nighttime.
Yes.
No, it's going to be chilly.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's going to be in the low 30s in some areas, especially if you're north of the 10 freeway. Just be prepared, bundle up, might want to break out the electric blanket. Who knows? I mean, yeah. You know, you got a lot of options here, but dress accordingly, because this, starting now through next Wednesday, those temperatures will be in the 30s at nighttime.
Right.
Hooray!
I guess.
Not really. Yeah. Did that sound positive?
Sarcastically, so.
Yeah. I did my best on that one.
Actor and diehard Detroit Lions fan Jeff Daniels debuted a new song yesterday during a pregame performance before the Lions game.
I have a question.
Okay.
Who is Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels, isn't he the one from Dumb and Dumber? With Jim Carrey?
All right.
Yeah, I believe that's
right. Checking it out.
Daniels and Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning in October of 2022 teamed up for an ESPN feature where they filled a bathtub at Ford Field with whiskey to break the so-called curse of Bobby Lane. Of course, that was the quarterback the last time the Lions won the NFL title in 1957, and he said, "The Lions won't win a playoff game in 50 years." He said something like that because he was bitter at them. Anyway, Daniels played guitar and sang, "Just like that, we started winning. Just like that, we were playoff bound." The Lions have a 33-10 record since that feature aired. So it seems like they may have just broken the Bobby Lane curse a couple years ago. And now, I mean, heck, the Lions are 11-1 today.
You know, that kind of goes right along the line of when the Red Sox did their things years ago, when for like 50 years or so, the Red Sox could not win anything. You know, Bill Buckner let the ball go through his legs in the 86 series,
ooh,
I think
I
it was.
That.
You know, we almost had the Red Sox, almost had the series, and that was against the Mets, as a matter of fact. It was the Red Sox-Mets on that side. Anyway, I get it. I get it. But it almost applies like the Red Sox curse
right
to the Detroit Lions curse.
Did you ever do anything unorthodox to break that curse? Any moon dances, anything like that?
Oh, heavens no. No.
I don't know if you caught me at a desperate enough moment. If the Steelers, if they keep their Super Bowl drought alive, I may have to resort to some questionable things.
Who do you think they're going to pull in as the new head coach for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
You were firmly against my suggestion, or not suggestion, but comment
idea,
about
yeah.
Dennis Allen.
I don't know why they would do that. I don't know why they would do that.
Not that I know anything really about how the coaching thing works,
right?
But I just threw that out there to get you, because you're the sports guy, you know what's going on out there, but I just wanted to get your take on that.
Dennis, yeah, he flopped in his short time at the Saints. I haven't seen jack from that dude that implies, oh, he's gonna be the guy to fix the Bears, the cursed franchise known as the Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, whatever.
The Bears.
He's not gonna be able to fix them.
Okay, you want to retire that American flag that you've been flying so nicely for the past 20 years. You
yes.
look up there, it's getting a little frayed. Kind of
Old Glory, needs, not looking so gloriful.
Needs kind of a new flag, maybe.
Right.
Well, Pennair Credit Union is presenting its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. Program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. You want to talk about a great company? Let me tell you about it. Pennair. You can take those flags to any of their branch offices. They will take them and ensure the flags are retired with honor. So my hee-haw salute goes out to Penn Air today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.